All participants, please stand by. Your conference is ready to begin. Welcome, everyone, to week 11 conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Claire Hutchinson. Please go ahead, Ms. Hutchinson.
Hi, everyone. This is Claire Hutchinson from the League office. Welcome to our week 11 preview conference call with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Calgary Stampeders. On the line today, we have Alex Singleton, Kamara Jordan, Adam Big Hill, and Dark Adams. We'll jump straight into a Q&A, so let's kick things off with the first question.
Thank you. So if you want to ask a question, you can press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to cancel your question, you can press the pound sign. Yes, so our first question comes from Dan Ralph from Canadian Press. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
I wonder if I could ask the two linebackers, please. Alex, I'll start with you. How tough is it to go through a week with your first loss? I mean, I don't think you expect to go undefeated throughout the season, but when you go 7-0, is it a bit of a shock to the system to have to regroup a little bit?
It's more of a post-game kind of thing. You know, whether you win or lose, it's an 18-game season. So by the time your day one comes and you're preparing for the next team, you got to be fully focused on them, because all you do is think about your wins and losses from the previous weeks. You're not going to win any more games after that.
And Adam, if I may, I mean, last week's game in Ottawa was sort of an aberration for your defense. Sort of along the same line. How do you rebound from that as you prepare for this game?
Well, you know, I mean, we really realized how much we hurt ourselves last game with a lot of, you know, second down penalties where we could have gotten off the field. And, you know, a lot of that just starts with focus and technique, so we don't take those kinds of penalties. You know, other than that, there are a few execution things on second down that, you know, we got to clean up, that we should be off the field as well. And I mean, from that standpoint, I mean, if you win on second down, you're going to give your offense a lot more chances to have better field position and, you know, obviously get the ball in their hands a lot sooner.
Great. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you. The next question comes from Christina Costabile from CFL.ca. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us this afternoon. My question is for Kamar. I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you've seen on film with Winnipeg's defense, more specifically the secondary, that you think may be posing a challenge for you guys this week.
Yeah, Winnipeg defense do a lot of things good. They match up a lot with man, and they do a good job with being aggressive and making tackles on the plays, not giving up a lot of yak yards and stuff like that. So we're going to definitely have to match that intensity and just make sure that we're playing physical right along with them while we're blocking and running our routes and things like that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Daniel Austin from Calgary Herald. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Just a quick question for Alex. Alex, it's really seemed like in recent weeks, like you and Jameer Thurman have you know, formed a pretty strong relationship out there. I'm just wondering what he's doing to kind of make the linebacker play so effective for you guys right now.
I mean, honestly, it's just what he's been doing for the last year and a half. I think his first start came after we played Winnipeg week six last year. So I think he's just playing together, and, you know, we don't have to communicate as much like in between plays. We kind of just know what each other are going to do. Yes, we still communicate, but just having that kind of unspoken communication now after playing with each other for over a year, I think it just makes, you know, everything a lot easier for both of us.
Do you feel like he's still a little bit underrated right now? Like, I think those of us who watch you guys week in, week out know what he's doing, but he's not getting talked about necessarily on the national scale.
Yeah, I mean, I think Thurman's a very underrated player. You know, he makes all the right plays, makes all the right reads, and he doesn't miss any tackles. So to have a guy like that and execute the way he does, unless, you know, he is talked about as one of the best in the league, then he's underrated.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mark Steven from CHQR Radio Calgary. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to ask Adam Big Hill a question here. Adam, first year with Winnipeg, not your first year in the CFL. Just give me a sense of what it was like coming back. It looks like the adjustment to plugging into a new system under a new coach has gone quite well.
Yeah, no, it's been a good experience. You know, and it all started really kind of coming in here day one and, you know, in the locker room accepting me right away. And, you know, I've played with a handful of these guys here that were in BC. And, you know, I was able to kind of just feel comfortable right away. And, you know, the coaching staff has been great. And, you know, the communication between us has been awesome. And as a defense, it's just been, it's been a good fit for me coming back and obviously having a lot of fun. And, you know, importantly, too, for my family, it was a good transition, had a lot of help from the organization, just getting settled back down in a new city, in a new place. And, you know, those are kind of off-the-field things, but obviously things that are important to me and my family, too.
Just quick follow, Mike O'Shea, of course, the talented linebacker himself. How much does he sort of play into what you do and influence your signing?
Well, me and him have had a relationship kind of going back to my rookie year in the CFL in 2011. And, you know, he came up after a game and you know, we had a chat and kind of told me, you know, how much he respected my game when I was just playing special teams and my effort. And, you know, so our relationship grew from there. But obviously getting to the point now of being able to play for Mike, you know, it definitely started back in 2011 of our relationship, and getting to come back here and now and play for him was a lot easier decision. And, you know, him being a defensive guy and a former linebacker, I mean, we always, you know, week in, week out, we'll have conversations on different things we see and just execution-wise and the little detailed things of how we can improve and, you know, what I could do better. So, you know, it's good to have that eye from a defensive-minded coach.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Carlos Verde from CFL.ca. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi. Question for Adam. Adam, obviously, the Stampeders, everybody knows about what they bring on offense. Don Jackson likely back in the lineup this week. How difficult is it to prepare for a team when they've got, you know, that elite quarterback in Bo Levi Mitchell, but also an elite ground game with a healthy Don Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, you can't focus on just one. I mean, they're able to do both and do both really well. They, you know, they got weapons all over the field and Bo Levi can throw the ball over the field. And so, at the end of the day, it really just comes down to us having to play our discipline style of football and executing our assignments. And if we do that, we're going to give ourselves a chance. I mean, playing against Calgary long enough in my career, I know that, you know, if one guy makes a mistake, that's all it takes to beat. So it's just about playing disciplined football, every man doing their job and just making the plays that come to them.
Great. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. So once again, if you have a question, you can press *1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Dan Ralph from Canadian Press. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you. For Darvin Adams, please. When, I mean, you're looking at an offense that's leading the league in offensive points. You're playing a defense that's allowing you us. What will be the most interesting matchup between the two units?
Honestly, I think the trenches, you know, the front line, I think that's where every game starts and ends. So I think if we just come out, you know, and do us and be very physical on the front line, that, you know, that would be the key.
And if I may follow, when you look at that secondary in Calgary, what do you see?
Those guys are very disciplined. They run to the ball. They are very good at technique. They're coached up very well. You know, they do a lot of good things on film that you see.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Jeff Hamilton from Winnipeg Free Press. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, guys. This is for Alex. Alex, you know, you look at the stat sheet every week, and it just seems like, you know, your defense has, you know, obviously been leading the pack throughout the year. I just want to know what you accredit the most for that unit's success right now in the season.
I mean, it all starts with the D-line. You know, they fly around, they get to the ball, and, you know, they make a lot of plays. And then the guys behind me, if you can have guys that, you know, play good technique and get to the ball, it makes it easier, especially for the D-line, obviously, to get to the quarterback, but also for, you know, me and Thurm as linebackers to get to the ball as well.
Is it what did Saskatchewan do to you guys? I mean, obviously on Sunday is your lone loss. Not all the points were put up by offense. It seemed to be a real three-phase win. But what did you guys maybe learn from Saskatchewan, or better yet, what were they able to do to kind of, you know, do what other teams haven't been able to do all year?
I think our defense last week, a lot of the games this year, no matter what was going on with offense and special teams, we were able to keep a cool head and, you know, stay ahead of the game, stay ahead of the sticks, and give our offense as many opportunities as we could. But I think at points in the game, you know, it kind of just, we, you know, fell off of our rhythm. We didn't stay on top of the sticks. You know, they got ahead of us, and, you know, we kind of got out of place. And, you know, we're making mistakes that we don't normally make in a game. So I think it was just, you know, one of those weeks that, you know, just didn't work out for us, and, you know, we're ready to bounce back from that.
You know, I mean this with respect, but can complacency sneak into a group when it seems like it almost looked easy for the first, you know, 8 or 9 weeks there?
You know, I really hope not, because, you know, it's only week 11. If complacency is something that's, you know, in anyone's mind at this point, it's a far stretch from where we want to be. So hopefully that's not in anyone's mind right now.
This one's for Adam. Adam, you know, when you two teams coming off a loss, two teams that you know are considered to be among the better teams in this league, you know, it's never good to, you know, you always kind of come into a game feeling a bit nasty. But are you expecting a bit of an edge given, you know, the Calgary's lost their first game and you guys are trying to get things back on track too?
Well, you know, I mean, this is one thing I know about always playing Calgary is you're always going to get their best shot, and you know, that's just part of how they're coached and what they've always been about. You know, so I mean. Extra edge, I think they're probably going to play the same game of football that they always play, physical, smart football. And, you know, for us, I mean, it's just getting back to what we do well, and you know, those things will kind of take care of themselves.
Question, last one for me. This one's for Darvin. Darvin, coming off a big game, you know, there's been some games during this year where, and I know you've been pretty open and talking about other players' success and how it's not about one guy, but when you're given the opportunity that you were given last game and you're able to put up the numbers that you did, does that change not your perspective on caring about everybody else getting a piece of the pie, but just in general wanting to be maybe feel more of the offense, or feel that, you know, if you're making plays that to ride maybe what could be a hot streak there?
Actually, no. Like I say all the time, I just say, you know, we really take what the defense give us, and at that point, I mean, that's what the defense was giving, so that's what we was taking. I just think we got a lot of playmakers, and I know we got a lot of guys that can, you know, do a lot of different things. So it's not always me, and it's not always somebody else. It's not always somebody else. So, I mean, it's like a lot of different people that you got to worry about.
Any more antics planned for this week, or is the camera trick over?
That was it, right? I got in trouble, so that's it.
Fair enough. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. There are no more questions. I'd like to turn the meeting back over to Ms. Clara Hutchinson.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. We'll let these guys get back to work. These two teams will face off on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. But Week 11 kicks off tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Eastern with Edmonton versus Hamilton. Thanks again, and enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.